From Spark and Anvil and Cosmos Forge, this is Relic, in Chapter 1 of the Cosmos Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the stillest chamber of the Cosmos Forge Observatory lived the eldest creature of all, a soft, faintly glowing being named Relic, who held, cradled in both arms, an old and gentle warmth, like the last embers of a fire that had never quite gone out. Relic spoke rarely and softly because the thing Relic carried was very, very old. "I'm Relic," came the quiet voice. "I hold the oldest light in the whole universe, not from a star, from before the stars, from when everything that exists was small and new and impossibly hot. As the young universe cooled and cleared, it let go of a glow all at once, everywhere. That glow has been traveling ever since. It's still arriving, right now, from every direction at once. The first light, the baby picture of everything."
A young stargazer tilted her head. "Light from before stars? But you need a fire to make light." "There was a fire," Relic said gently. "The whole universe was the fire. So hot and bright and crowded that light couldn't even travel freely. It kept bumping into things. Then everything spread out and cooled, just enough. And all at once, the universe became clear. And the light that had been trapped was suddenly set free. In every direction, all at the same moment." Relic lifted the cradled warmth a little. "That freed light has been flying for almost the whole age of the universe. Stretched out and faded by all that traveling, it reaches us now as the faintest possible glow. But it's here. It's everywhere. The beginning is still arriving." The headmaster, Nova, asked Relic to teach the oldest lesson. "The students study stars and galaxies," Nova said, "but they've never met the glow that came before any of them. Will you show them the first light?" Relic agreed, slowly.
"When Relic teaches, there is one gentle rule. To find the oldest light, don't look at any one thing. Look everywhere, at the faint, even warmth that fills all the empty dark between the stars. It isn't dramatic. It doesn't blaze. It's the softest, most patient glow there is. But measure it carefully, and it tells you how the whole universe began. How hot it was, how it cooled, how the first lump scattered that would someday become galaxies." A student closed her eyes and tried to imagine a faint glow arriving from every direction, older than every star. "It's like the universe kept a photo of its own first moment," she whispered. "It did," said Relic, warm and quiet. "And it's still sending it to us. We only had to learn how to look." After class, Relic settled into the still chamber, cradling the ancient warmth, glowing so faintly that a hurried passerby might miss the eldest creature entirely.
For a long age, a soft loneliness had rested in Relic. The others blazed and swirled and dazzled. Bright stars, bold galaxies, dramatic black holes. Relic only glowed faint and even and old, easy to overlook, easy to walk right past. There had been a quiet wondering across all that time. Does the faintest, oldest light matter when everything else shines so much brighter? But settling into the chamber, cradling that gentle ancient warmth, the warmth that held the entire story of the beginning, the loneliness eased into something deep and serene. Being faint wasn't the same as being unimportant. Being old wasn't the same as being forgotten. The quietest glow in all the universe carried the most precious thing of all, the picture of how everything began. The bright young stars owed their existence to the cooling that had set Relic's light free. A profound, peaceful gladness settled over the eldest creature, soft as the oldest light itself,
and Relic cradled the warmth close, content to keep gently sending the beginning out across the sky, forever arriving.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Relic. Released under Creative Commons, BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.